Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'd like to make the following case to you today regarding milking cows on Shabbos, and I wanted to also connect to human milk, to breast milk on Shabbos, and we'll do the best that we can. If you remember, twice this is bothered by the question that the Gemara Daf Tzadi Hey tells me that Cholev is Asur Mishum Mefarek. Tosis asks, one second, if Mefarek is Tolda Didash, and we paskin Ein Disha Ela Bigedulai Karka, so how could that be? That's really the issue that Tosis addresses. And what we noted so far are basically Shitas Rashi, is that Mefarik is told the Dosh, Cholev is a told of Dosh, and we have two versions. Either that means that Rashi paskins that there is Disha Shalom Bigadule Karka, or Rashi holds that the Gemara on Daf Sadihe is going according to that opinion that there is Disha Shalom Bigadule Karka. What we noted also is that the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, the Rambam seems to take the approach that although Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, the Rambam writes that animals are considered Gidulei Karka. That's the approach that the Rambam takes, and the Rambam actually is very clear. He begins, or I don't know, very clear. The Rambam begins that Dosh Kigrogeris is Chayiv, but in Disha Shalom B'Gidulei Karka. Mefarik is told to the Dosh, and Cholev is HaBehema is Chayiv Mishum Mefarik. So how can that be? These two statements contradict each other. So the Kesef Mishnah already quotes from the Ramach, who's a Provençal commentary on the Rambam. As we know, the people in Provence were obsessed with the Rambam. They got the Rambam in 1192. The Rambam arrived in Provence, and it just like it was like wildfire. Everyone in Provence like loved the Rambam. So the Rambam, the Ramach is an early commentator on the Rambam. The Ravid, who died in 1197, is an early commentator on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Ramach just asks a steer in the Rambam. My dear Rambam, you pask an Indi Shalom B'Gidulei Karka. How could that be that Cholev is going to be usher on Shabbos Mishum Mefarek? How can that exist? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Ramach, this Kasha. And he doesn't really answer it. The Magid Mishnah, however, has an answer. The Magid Mishnah says that the Pshat in the Rambam is what Tosis suggests, but Tosis then rejects, which is that an animal is considered Gidulei Karka. Animals occur in Gidulei Karka because animals grow from the ground, in the sense, not that when I was in nursery school, we had a play. Actually, my sister, who was in, I was in kindergarten, my sister was like in first grade, and she had a play about starting a chicken farm, and she made me and some of my friends dress up in footy pajamas, and we were the chickens that they planted in the ground to make the farm. I don't know why I allowed my sister to convince me that this was a good idea. I should probably remind her of this, but that's not the way you make a chicken farm, gentlemen. You do not make a chicken farm by planting chickens in the ground. And when I say that an animal is Gidulei Karka, it does not mean that they plant the animal in the ground. Mistoma, what the Rambam means is that Mistoma, what the Rambam means is it's Gidulei Karka because it's nourished from the ground. Animals, in the sense of most animals that produce milk, are grazing beings. They eat grass. Therefore, they are Gidulei Karka in the sense that they are Nizonin Min HaKarka, which is an idea that Tosfos mentioned. Now, one thing I noticed today is that if you read the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon is Hacholev es habehima is chayiv mishum mefarik. I think the Rambam is meduyak. The chulei of habehema is chayiv mishum mefarik, but chulev, when an adam is chulev, when a woman expresses breast milk, so I think there's not going to be a chiyuv. Because even though a behema, I can argue, is gedulei karka, I don't think a human being is gedulei karka. The reason why a behema is gedulei karka is because animals eat grass. Human beings are omnivores, right? We eat meat, we eat milk, we boser and kolofna together, and we eat vegetables, right? We're omnivores, we eat everything.
But if the meat is gedulei karka,
so if the meat is gedulei karka, so you're saying, so I think it's gedulei the gedulam. I think it's a very...
That was a joke.
I mean, what I'm saying is, I think the animal is gedulei karka because the animal is nizon min hakarka. I don't think a human being is nizon min hakarka. And I do think that it's meduyak in the Rambam. I looked in the Franco Rambam quickly. I didn't see anyone who made the stiyuk, but the Lashon HaRambam, the hacholev es ha-behema, is chayev mishum mefarek, is striking. The Rambam notes that by behemas, it's chayev, and if the Magen Mishnah is correct within the Rambam, that the reason why I'm chayev is because gedulei karka, I would argue that human beings are not gedulei karka because the roiv mazon of a human is not vegetation. Yes.
When you say cholev
es
hachaya, would be
so cholev es hachaya. So I don't think a chaya, right, is a mammal. Most right, mammals produce milk.
I believe there are no chayas that are mammals.
Yeah, probably.
But you have to figure out what the chaya behemoth is.
The difference between chayim behemoth is like the types of horns that they have, the Gemara says, and stuff like that.
Domesticated versus undomesticated.
Right, so you're saying, so there could be mammals that are, right, and up and down. So my guess is that behemoth is probably more of a generic term. I would say chaya is b'cha behemoth. I don't think adam is b'cha behemoth.
But I'm saying, right? As far as eating meat, the whole point is that anything that normally would eat meat would not be considered higher for holy. I'm saying outside that.
So I would say that.
You're telling me a little plug, we're dealing with the
It's not here. Normal to be cholev a chaya, because to be cholev, you need that the animals on your farm. And I'm not going to go into the field and chase an animal and then milk it.
In minochulav?
What?
In minochulav.
Ein b'mino chula. Okay, you're already having fun.
Too much.
But
I think
what's it called? I think human beings nursing is a very normal thing, right? I would say that being cholev achaya is not normal. But being cholev a human is a very normal thing. But that's how we all were raised.
And baby nursing isn't the same as using a breast pump. Like, that's a relatively new thing.
Okay, I mean, yes and no. I don't think the technology is that complicated. I think they probably had it for maybe thousands of years.
I don't know. I don't think that they would, like, express milk to save for use for later.
Whoa, so express milk to save is a different thing. But just to express milk, even to express milk for saving, it's not that complicated a thing that they couldn't have done hundreds of years ago. I'm just pointing out that there is a diyuk or a half a diyuk in the Rambam that the Rambam writes hacholev es habehima is chayiv mishum mefari. You get the impression that humans are not chayiv. Now again, I don't want to say that it's not normal to be chayiv a human because I taka think it is normal. Right? Unlike a chaya, that it's not normal. That's what I would argue.
I would have thought that for thousands of years until the advent of breast pumps, that humans and chayas were equally abnormal. The same would be no nechlev, as Jake was jokingly saying.
Again, but
all mammals nurse from their mother.
But well, I think that's what a human does.
I mean, I think
it's not normal for a human to.
I think there's going to be a difference that we'll see in halach in a few minutes. I'll tell you the difference right now. It says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Hei Se'if Chav that if you have an animal, when animals become engorged with milk, it's very painful for the animal, and there's Tzar Baal HaChayim. So Shin Hei Se'if Chav says what you do is you get a goy to milk the animal, right? We are making on the Tzar Baal HaChayim for Amir, we'll make on Amir al-Nohri for the Tzar Baal HaChayim. We're going to talk about this later today, and therefore a goy milks the animal. The milk is going to be aser boy b'yoyim al smukta, right? Because since the milk was not usable beforehand, it wasn't intended beforehand, so it's aser boy b'yoyim mishum mukta. Yesh omrim shetzarech l'knosom in ha'akom b'dover muad shelo yehi nir'eh t'cholei v'tzarech Yisrael. Some say that you should purchase the milk from the goy, in the sense of you don't want the appearance that the Jew is doing it, it's being done for the Jew, so you give a pittance to the goy to purchase the milk. That's what some suggest. But the minig that's quoted in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah is that we don't do this. So Amir al-Nachri is permitted, l'tzayrech abahema. Amir al-Nachri is a shavus, right, she'ein bo masa. Letzorech tzar balei chayim, we do a shvus she'ein bo masa. Amir lo nachri. I'm not mekol lecha'era on milking straight up, even if it's cholek le'ibud. It doesn't say that kula in Shulchan Aruch. Now, again, it could be that Shulchan Aruch want to keep the milk. But the only kula that's quoted is that the goy does it. In Siman Shin Lamed Se'if Ches, and it comes up in Shin Chav Ches Se'if Lamed Dalet, we talk about women nursing. Shin Chav Ches Se'if Lamed Dalet says, Lo teko isha chola midodeha l'tol ha'kos o l'tol ha'kedera v'tanik es b'na. You can't take the milk and then into a cup and use that milk for the baby. You can't do that to use that milk for the baby. Shin Lamed Sif Ches talks about that a woman has a baby who Rechman Litzlan is a nafel. So she's going to be in a lot of pain after the baby is born. Her breasts will be engorged, etc. So Imo Shocha olav u'meni kaso mitnar b'pnei tzar ha'cholav shemitzara. But there's a baby who won't survive. Right now the baby's alive. We allow her, because of the pain of the milk, right, to bend over the baby. You can't move the baby. The baby is mukta. But shocha olav u'meni kaso. V'chein hi ba'atma yicholav ha'hotz b'yoda ha'cholav ha'mitzara oisa. She is allowed to express the milk into the baby directly. Again, basically, I'm not sure about this, but I think in Shin Lamed, because of the pain to the Isha, we are makel to express the milk biyadayim, whereas the pain for the behema, I'm only makel with a shvus, with a shvus she'en bo ma'isa. Now, obviously, it's not practical. Although you have midwives, etc., who could have helped it, but we don't see that you need a shvus she'en bo ma'isa by the isha. I'm not sure about this. This is, again, this is all in my mind based on my diuk in the Rambam, but I'm not really sure that this is correct. But it seems to me that there is a possibility that the Rambam l'shitaso, that the iser of milking cows is because a cow is gidulei karka. Perhaps it's possible that a human is not gidulei karka. That's what would emerge. Ellie, did I see a hand up? Or
yeah, no, the, His answer next time is shoving up. I was going to say it seems only had to use for her to nurse into the baby, but that's just not true. She's allowed,
shoving up, she's allowed to express the milk, etc. She's allowed to express the milk into the baby, apparently. Also,
it does seem more similar to milking into the sofa ka'akar versus the sofa ka'akidera.
The toicha kara, it's like milking into food. Maybe, although again we're feeding something that halachically is not alive. And it's very hard for me to figure out exactly what's going on. All I have is half a diuk in the Rambam, based on the Magid Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam. So remember, the Ramach says he doesn't know Pshat in the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam is assuming that Behema is Gedulei Karka, and that led me to my Diyuk. And we also yesterday discussed the Shita of Rabbeinu Avraham Benosha HaRambam, who says that for the Rambam, although the Av Melacha of Dosh requires Gedulei Karka, the Tolda of Dosh does not require Gidulei Karka. That's what we say for Avraham ben HaRambam. This pshat, of course, is a little unusual in that the distinction between an Av and a Tolda is going to be relevant halacha l'maisa, something that the Gemara says we should not have. Ma bein Av l'Tolda. Right, zot the Gemara. Hachdav, right? Then you're not chayv on toldah makin av. Hachdav loy b'mishkan chashiva karlei av according to the laws of the yard chayv on toldah makin av. Pash, this is nafgaminas between avos and toldos are non-existent. The fact that we've been talking all semester about this category called toldah shein atzricha l'gufa is not a distinction between av and toldah. What it is that Toldah She'ein Atzricha L'Gufa is a garnished. It's not a nafgamina between Av and Toldah. It's that Toldah She'ein Atzricha L'Gufa lacks all resemblance to the Av, and as such is not included in the category. I don't think it's a real nafgamina being Av with Toldah. Yes, sir.
I always have the first question, what's the difference between Av and a Toldah, and its answer being the Inyanai Korbanos? Now that there are no distinctions to the Avos and the Toldos.
Okay, certainly Rabbi Avraham ben HaRambam agrees with you, but the standard, in the Shvisos HaShabbos's Hakdama, when he quotes this Rabbi Avraham ben HaRambam, he's bothered by this question that the Pashtus in Shas is that there's no distinction between an Av and a Tolda on the level of Halacha L'Maisa, right? Let's say it like this. The vast majority of Jews throughout the ages have believed that there is no distinction Halacha L'Maisa between an Av and a Tolda. And Rabbi Avraham ben Osho HaRambam invented such a distinction. Not only did he invent such a distinction, let me just say this next sentence before I get to you, Nady. Not only did he invent this distinction, he said that a Tolda is more chamor than the Av. The Tolda is broader than the Av. The Av is only by Gedulei Karka. The Tolda applies all over the place. That is a little bit unusual. Not only that, but l'cha'ira, if you want to tell me that the Av and the Tolda at least share the pe'ula, right? In other words, either could share the pe'ula or share the totsa'a. That's what we spoke about. The pe'ula of dosh is pressure. The pe'ula of milking is not pressure. It's a different pe'ula. And the result is a different result because the result, or I don't know if I want to use the word result, but the cheftza shena'asa bo melacha is different, right? According to Rav from Ben Osho HaRambam, because by the Av, you need Gedulei Karka. By the Tolda, even if it's Shiloh, Gidulei Karka. Again, I'm not saying, I'm just saying that it's an unusual, intriguing shita. That's what I'm saying about Rav Ramshav. Let me hear from Nadi and then Jake.
It's not sure that it's unreasonable because it's not saying something categorical that toldos are fundamentally more expand. That wouldn't be so false, right? Toldos are building and expanding ovos. But it's not saying that this is a rule that all toldos have. That they break all told us break all the rules of the eye.
That's
this
correct.
Is, this
but
is one case.
But he's saying he's saying that it's a possibility, and that's a possibility which I myself would not say initially.
Yeah, but there's not against the Gemara. The Gemara is asking a universal distinction between avos and toldos. That's not a universal.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. In other
it's
words,
not a universal distinction.
But it could be. In other words, it's entirely possible. According to Rabbi from Ben Osha HaRambam, we'd have to do a lot of research that within every malacha, a lot of the details in the malacha, which are toldos, buck the trend and they go against the actual rules of the.
And he'd be 100% right. Can I be over on Zoraya with the tree?
Well, that's called noteya.
Oh,
so
the angel rabbi knows that noteya gets around that name.
No, in other words, that's what we call kol avos. But to say, remember, cholev is a tolda, right? The Torah says, it's like, hachnosen hutzo'o, mali this, mali that. Now, again, when I say those svaras, mali this, mali that, I don't know. But the fact is that in the Mishkan, they only did doshan gedulei karka. And I know that by many malachos, right, ain imur el b'gidulei karka. Right, the concept of gidulei karka is a concept by many malachos because based on what they did in the Mishkan. So therefore, again, you know, we're really fighting about whether it's a chiddush or it's not a chiddush. And on some level, who cares? He said it. It doesn't matter, right? Whether it's a chiddush or it's not a chiddush. But I personally think that the shita of Avraham ben Osha HaRambam is an interesting shita.
It's not the kasha from the Gemara where it says such a strong kasha because it's not you can't even die from Avraham ben Osha HaRambam that this applies universally. That's not what you said.
That's correct.
But
at least over here. But let's just go back. So I have three perushim in the Rambam. I have three perushim in the Rambam. Either I have a tzarech iyun in the Rambam, that's the Kesef Mishnah, or I assume the animal. that's such a perush. I either have a tzarech iyun in the Rambam, or I have a mahalach that an animal is gedulei karka, and we wanted to speak about how that impacts on humans, or I have this Rav Avraham ben Osha HaRambam. There is another position which I will just throw out now, but we'll discuss it more later on in the shir, which is that maybe the Rambam is saying that you are not chayiv on milking, because since it's not gidulei karka, perhaps it is dirabbanan. Perhaps it is dirabbanan. Now, this perush seems to be completely impossible, because the Rambam says chayiv. So this pair seems to be completely, totally, thoroughly impassable. Nonetheless, this perush is the backbone of the tshuva of Rabbi Zion Chai Uziel regarding milking cows on Jewish farms. At one point, there was something called a plague, an epidemic, and they sealed off the communities. And they didn't allow the Arab workers to come onto the Jewish farms. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you want to milk a cow on Shabbos, what?
Do people on the farms have to wear masks?
I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know if people on farms had to wear masks. But Shulchan Aruch and Shin Hei Sivchof says that you milk a cow on Shabbos, are you de'akum? Shvus Shembo Maiso. Rabbi Zion Chai Uziel in his tshuva writes that since there are no goyim around, so therefore we can have Jews milk the cows on Shabbos based on his assumption that milking cows on Shabbos is d'rabbanan, And we can be meka on a drabbanon b'mokayim sar balachayim, because it hurts the animals if you don't milk them. B'mokom yishuv eretz Yisrael, right? We could be meka on drabbanon's b'mokom yishuv eretz Yisrael, even though the Gemara only says that about Amir al-Nachri, but b'mokom yishuv eretz Yisrael, there's another kula. And therefore, Rav Uziel was meka on Jews milking on Shabbos. In this now, Reb Nisim Chai Uziel.
Would you like to keep the milk and sell it?
He was meka to keep the milk and sell it also, because the kula is partly Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the idea is you want the Jewish farmers to have a parnosa. Now, this kula was absolutely and completely abused. And what happened was many of the farms in Eretz Yisrael had Jews milking cows on Shabbos entirely. It was standard practice in some of the kibbutzim, some of the moshavot, that they had Jews milking cows on Shabbos, which by Pashtus is an Issa D'oraisa. Ben Tzion Chai Uziel says it's drabbanan, and therefore you could be mekel in this case when the goyim can't get in. But then the kula came even when the goyim can come in, and the kula came because of what was called avodah ivrit, meaning that you don't want to employ Arabs, right? Why should the Arab get the money? You want to employ a Jew to do the work so that the Jew gets paid, right? Avodah Ivrit. In the Tshuva, in the Achi Ezer, and it's found in the Igros Chazon Ish as well, the language is that Le'elu she'avodah Ivrit dochat halacha, right? For these people that avodah ivrit, like naksof halacha, there's like nothing to talk about. But that's what happened. It's interesting to note, just in the world of non-haskamos, if you look at the haskama that Maran HaRav Kook gives to the tshuva of Rav Uziel, he has two tshuvas that he picks on in his haskama. One tshuva is that Rav Uziel is meikel to change the pronunciation of Hebrew from Ashkenazis to Sfardit. And Rav Kook, right? The man who obviously wore kippah sruga under his spodek. Rav Kook. In Yiddish, they say, there's an expression, that unter die bord, is abgesharn. Right? He's clean shaven underneath his beard. Right? So that's the pshat. That's the pshat. So Rav Kook, in his non-haskama to Rav Uziel, he tainas, first of all, that Rav Uziel's tshuva, I think it's Simon Beis, the Mishpatei Uziel, where he says that you can change Havara from Ashkenazis to Sfaradit, which, by the way, became standard practice. No? Rav Kook says, Al titosh taresi mecha. He says that you're not allowed to. The Ramah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim says you can't even change the minhagim of nigunim. We have to maintain the minhagim, and he gives a long discussion about minhagim. And Rav Kook, basically, in his non-haskama, he writes, by the way, they were chief rabbis at the same time. Right? Rav Kook and Rav Uziel, I think there was first Rav Meir, right, was the first Sfaradi chief rabbi. Again, this is chief rabbi pre-state, right? And Rav Uziel is a Sfaradi chief rabbi pre-state also. And Rav Kook in his non-haskama says that you can't be meikel on milking the cows like that you saw on Shabbos. It's like it's a kula against Shulchan Aruch. It's like maybe you could be meikel based on the other stories that we'll talk about having the milk be holy for ibud or having the milk be absorbed in food. But to be meikel, and this is very difficult. Rav Uziel's whole cheshbin at the beginning is based on this Rambam, But it's mamesh like Sitrei Torah, because I don't know, or Sitrei Torah, because I don't know. But I don't know how he's reading the Rambam. The Rambam says Chayiv. Now, there are Rishonim who say that the Isser of Chaliv on Shabbos is Osir Midrabanan. If you look at the Rashba on Daf Tzadi Hey, the Rashba says that. The Rashba quotes from Reb Haigon that the Isser of Chaliv on Shabbos is Osir Midrabanan. So if you want to say, and Rav Uziel has this line in Tshuva, that Kedai hu Reb Shimon lismach olav b'shas ha-dechak, and he points out, although the Shach Tainas that you can't do this on the Dairaisa, but the Bach says you can say Kedai lismach olav b'shas ha-dechak, so maybe if you want to rely on the Rav Haigon that the Rashba quotes because of shas ha-dechak, you could give that type of Tshuva. But the way he says it, based on the Rambam, it's mamish, very, very, very difficult.
He doesn't, like, address it?
The whole tshuva, here, I mean, you could read it. The whole tshuva, mamish, like, it's very hard. I mean, I just read it again a few minutes ago. In the beginning of it are the haskamos that are non-haskamos. And then the tshuva begins at Simen Yod. If you want to see a summary of this, Rav Avraham Chaim Noten, the Ketzos HaShulchan, has a whole summary of this discussion that I want to come back to Rav Uziel's tshuva a little bit later. Let's go on, Chevra. So far, we're dealing with the Shitos HaRishonim about Chaliva on Shabbos. We discussed Rashi's Shita. We now have the Shita of the Rashba, that it's Drabonon, because of, that would fit in with the Rashi Shita as understood by Tosus on Sadi Hey, which is that the Gemara is only going according to Rebbe Yehuda, and that means Lididan, Chaliva is Drabonon, that's the Rashba. We have the Rambam, and the possibilities within the Rambam, which are probably two possibilities, Rav Avraham ben HaRambam and the Magen Mishnah. The other stuff that we said, that's like Tzarechiyon or Dirabonon, are just like, I don't think we should call them possibilities. We spoke yesterday very briefly about the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that when we say it's Mefarei, it really means it's Memachei. The Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosha writes that Mefarek by Gedulei Karka is a Toda of Dosh. But Mefarek not by Gedulei Karka is a Toda of Memachi. That's what Rabbeinu Tam has in the Sefer HaYosha Simen Chof Gimel. And also it's in Simen Nun Beis in the Sefer HaYosha. The footnotes sent me to, I didn't know about Simen Nun Beis until I read the footnotes who sent me there. Yeah.
The Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosha itself is a problem.
So the problem that Tosfos is bothered by, which is what's the difference? The Gemara in Kuf Mem Daled says that you're allowed to be cholev l'toch hakedera, not l'toch hakaara. You're allowed to be cholev into food, not into an empty pot. Right? If the Isser is in the Mache, what heter, what distinction is there between l'toch hakedera and l'toch hakaara? So if you look in the Shvisas HaShabbos and Sif Katin Samaches, when he outlines all the Shitos, he points out that there is one major Shita in Rishonim, that the only distinction, again, he makes it into many Shitos, but there are Rishonim that are quoted in the Torah and Tav Kofei, that when I distinguish between L'tei HaKedera and L'tei HaKa'ara, what I'm basically saying is that on Yontiv, there's a difference between L'tei HaKedera and L'tei HaKa'ara. Thank you. Because on Yontiv, we're meko on Ochal Nefesh. If I milk the cow into food, what I'm doing is Me'eza Sibashahi, I like food with milk in it. It tastes better. I have frosted flakes, and I milk the cow into the frosted flakes, and now it's geshmak, right? Or whatever. That's the din. It's a hefter on yontif because of ochal nefesh. Now, this is a wild sort of idea, because am I maker on the malacha memachek? because of ochel nefesh? Memachik means smoothing out, right? What would emerge from this hesber is that I am meiko on memachik because of ochel nefesh. It's really difficult. It's worth noting what we just mentioned yesterday, that it's entirely possible that there's no Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha, because maybe Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. If you look at the Tais on Kuf Mem Daled, right, it sounds like according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is dash, or there's a gears on the side of the Taisus in the Ozer Hadi Gemaras that it is borer, but whatever it is, yeah. Hi, Nady.
Could you say our Rabbeinu Tam kind of work, but instead of saying dash and rachik, say dash and gozes?
I want to talk about gozes later. I won't talk about gozes in a few minutes, but Rabbeinu Tam uses the word memachik. That's what he says. That's what he says on Ayin Gimel. Base, I want to talk about gozes. You want to talk about gozes? We'll talk about gozes right now. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis Daf Samach. The Gemara Ksubis Daf Samach has a statement of Rav Merinos that Goneach is Yonek Cholov. Right? A Goneach is a person who's like very ill. And the refuah is that you need hot milk. So what you do is you nurse from a goat, and that gives you hot milk. That's the din of Goneach Yonek Cholov. That's the din. Now, the Gemara says, the heter is because it's mefarek kila achar yad, that you're extracting the milk from the animal in an unusual way. Ayidei nursing is not the normal way to extract the milk from the animal. So therefore, mefarek kila achar yad is going to be okay. B'makayim choli. The Gemara in Yevamis is only meiko on yontiv, and all the Rishonim are bothered by the Stira and the Gemaras. Rabbeinu Tam himself says that the Gemara in Yevamis, which is meiko on yontiv, is talking about someone who's not really sick, but someone is hungry. But if your mom is sick, then we are meiko because it's mefarek el achar yad. The other Rishonim say it's a machlekes hasugyas, and we pask in the halacha like Rav Merinos, that it's meiko even on Shabbos. That if you're sick, you could be yonek from an A's even on Shabbos. That's what the other school of Rishonim say, and that seems to be the way it's paskin lahalacha. In Shin Chav Ches, Se'if Lamed Gimel, right? We paskin that goneach is yonek even on Shabbos ad kan. Now, in this context of that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach, we were talking about Mefarek El Achar Yad, so the Shita Mekubetzes discusses what exactly is the Mefarek. What's the Malacha? So Shita Mekubetzes says it's Gozes. It's Gozes. Now, that's an interesting type of Gozes. Usually Gozes is something that is external to the body, which I cut off. Right? If I cut, right, we spoke already, that if I cut off my finger, that's not Gozes. There's a discussion in Rishonim, maybe if you cut off the Arla, it might be Gozes, right? It's not clear exactly what's the Malacha when Mila is Docha Shabbos, what's the Malacha that you're doing by Mila? So some say it's Gozes because they assume that the Arla is external to the body. Maybe. Right? We discuss this in the Malacha of Kotzer. But the practice is that Gozes is only on stuff that's external to the body. For example, hair, fingernails. By sheep, you have wool. But something that's internal in the body, is there gozes? I don't know. None of the Rishonim say, none of the Rishonim say that taking blood out of an animal is gozes. There are three shitas in Rishonim about why is it usher to take blood out of an animal. Right? The Mishnah at the beginning of Shmona Shratim. Hachovo behem chayiv. Make his dam. Why is it that you can't take blood out of an animal? Rambam tells me it's an iser mishum dosh. No? That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Ches Halacha Ches. How about that? Right? It's mishum mefarik, which is dosh according to the Rambam. Rashi writes on Kuf Zayin that the malacha is tzoveya. or Netilas Neshama. No one, to the best of my knowledge, says that the melacha is gozes. And I'll tell you why it's not gozes. It's not gozes l'cha'ora because the assumption is that gozes is stuff that is outside of the body, not stuff that is inside the body. So it's hard to assume, like the Shita Mikubetza says, that it's gozes, although there is such a Shita, it's out there. According to the Shita Mikubetzas, obviously, the same kasha that Tosis asked on the Rabbeinu Tam, Mashiach. Mali l'teicha kedera, mali l'teicha ka'ara, if it's gozes. The answer might be the same thing that the Shisas or Shabbos suggested, that we're talking on Yontif, not on Shabbos, etc. And that would mean that we're make on gozes, let's say, with Eichel Nefesh. So if someone is hungry and they want to bite their fingernails on Yontif, that would be mutter, no? Seriously. That's wild. Again, I don't know if fingernails have any nutritional value, but I know people, it's really gross. But there are people who bite their fingernails and then swallow it. No? It's not disgusting.
That sounds really uncomfortable.
But the point is that that might be mutter on Yontif, which is kind of wild. Never heard of anyone who said that until right now. But
never stopped us before in this year.
I never said this before in this year.
That's no, true. Never stopped us before in this year.
Yeah, that's also true. Let's go on. So what other malachos could you violate when you milk a cow on Shabbos?
So I think you say that the solid is not quite bossy brought here. That it's not about internal versus external. The different kind of a filler. Internal external is very superficial.
But
it could be something more about it that it regenerates, or
right. So that. It regenerates. So I think
or
blood regenerates. Blood regenerates also. If anything, the fact that Gemara says that dam nekar v'nasa cholov, dam and cholov share certain properties in halacha. They're both internal juices, right, that will regenerate over time. I don't think, I'm just pointing out that none of the Rishonim say that there is gozes when you draw blood. None of the Rishonim say that.
Your circulatory system is closed. The milk, it has a way out. You don't actually, that's why the blood is inside. You need to cut yourself to get, right? The blood, the milk.
You have to squeeze the milk out.
Yeah, but there's an opening. You're not making a new opening. There's an opening there.
Okay. I'm just raising issues. That's all I'm doing. Let's go on. Other Shitas and Rishonim. We spoke about Memachik. We spoke about Gozes. The Yireyim on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph in the Sefer writes that the Malacha that you're Chayiv for is Kotzer. Is Kotzer. No, excuse me. I said it wrong. We'll talk about Kotzer in a minute. The Yireyim Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says that the Malacha that you're Chayiv for is Tolchein. Now, this mamish sounds impossible. How is it tochein? So, I think the Uranian conceptualized milk like it's a solid kolzman that it's inside the dodim. Right? It's not really. There is something called kechal in Yerideyas and Mensadi. But it's not a complete liquid. Or he viewed it like it's a semi-solid. And when I squeeze it out, when I milk the cow, I am taking that semi-solid, that jelly-like stuff, and I am making it into a complete liquid.
And why isn't grinding snow d'oraisa?
And grinding snow is not d'oraisa because it began as a granular thing. Each snowflake is separate. But over here, it begins as like a semi-solid, as like one item. When I take one item and I break it down into many, that's called tolchein. Now, this is already interesting because ordinarily when I take one and make it into many, they are discrete, disparate things, little pieces. There's a discussion in the Achronim, Chazon Ish versus Reb Moshe Feinstein, Risuk banana. Risuk avocado, right? if I take a banana and I grind it, I'm not really grinding it. It just becomes banana mush. But I take an avocado and I make it mamash a heligo guacamole. Right? It is
holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole, right? Hilcha Shabbos. Right? It is what? It's not really disparate things. The Chazon Ish tainas that not only is that tochein, we'll have to talk about this when we do tochein, hopefully in a week or two, but this is the ikar tochein, says the Chazon Ish. And therefore, the shinuya might not help. But Ramosha says it's not tochein, because tochein means that you grind it up into small pieces. Now again, I don't know what to make of this uranium. But one thing that's clear is that for the uranium, something that is broken down and remains a single item is still called tochein, which would be more like Rav Moshe than the Chazon Ish. More like the Chazon Ish. No. Yeah. More. Thank you. More like the Chazon Ish than like Rav Moshe, that you can violate tochein even though it remains uniform. That I think is also interesting. Let's go on. Next shita. Again, I lost count already. Next shita is a Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Beis, the Dapei HaYerushalmi, that Rashi alludes to in this commentary in Daf Tzadi Hei, that you violate kotzer when you milk an animal on Shabbos. You violate kotzer. Now, here's the thing. Rashi tainas on this shita that it can't be kotzer because the cholov is not mechubar, right? The milk is not attached inside. It's mifkad pocket, not chibure michbar, to use the lashon at the beginning of Ksubas. It's mifkad pocket, right? It's just there. It's just being held. It's not attached. And Rashi holds that there can't be kotzer when something that is not attached. The Yerushalmi that says that it is kotzer is l'cha'ora l'shitaso, and that the Yerushalmi says when I pluck a fish out of the water, that is also kotzer. The fish is not mechubar to the water, right? Jake, if you're going to disagree with this, and you're going to try to prove to me that fish are mamish, like glued to the water, it's just a type of glue that moves over time, I don't know what I'll say, but I don't think it's logical.
People are
mechubar
to the air.
Right, people are mechubar, I don't know, whatever, you get me dizzy. But the point is, the point is that Rashi only rejects this shita of tochein, this shita of, not tochein, of kotzer. Rashi rejects the shita of kotzer because it's not attached. And Rashi holds some violate kotzer has to be attached. The Yerushalmi says that you violate kotzer even when something is not attached if the source of nourishment is an X, that is kotzer when you take it out. A fish out of water, you're removing the nourishment, and when I remove the milk from the udders, am I removing the source of nourishment from the milk? Hard to really figure out why this would be kotzer, but it's a shita that Rashi rejects for technical reasons rather than on a fundamental level. Now, of course, the same kasha that Taisus asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, we could ask on this shita that it's kotzer, and we have the same answer that it's yantiv, although kotzer mitzarif eichel nefesh, even though we're not mekel on it, because it's not Yelisha ve'elech, but at least it's within the realm of food. It's a lot better than mamachek mitzarif eichel nefesh, or gozes mitzarif eichel nefesh. I mean, like, this is already, we're getting really wild over here. Ellie?
Is there kotzer on
non-gibuli
karka?
Remember,
Rashi anyways, I guess
along these international. Rashi's saying this kotzer non-gibuli karka. The Gemara says, remember, we had fish, fetus, fungus. Right? So fungus is a kind of non-gibuli karka. Right? The pitra mi'una. Now, the largest problem with saying that it's kotzer is that it's mamish against our Gemara. Haimah d'shah the piso l'dikla. Yechayim twice. Yechayim mishum tolesh and yechayim mishum mefarik. Right? Now, if tolesh is kotzer and mefarik is kotzer, that means I'm not chayiv twice. No? Unless I'm chayiv for two different... Right? Two shemos mechlekim by yatolda. Right? That's what would emerge. That's
it's
why.
It's
two different toldos. Right? There's mefarik tolda the dash, and there's tolesh tolda the dash. Two mefarik tolda the kotzer, excuse me. Tolesh tolda the kotzer, and mefarik tolda the kotzer. That's what emerged. Well, that's wild.
Well,
they are both toldos of kotzer.
What if you do two toldos of one up? Rashi said that two toldos that you're high of. Rashi said, the Gemara never said that two toldos of one up. You're chai of one. Rashi said that two toldos, you're chai of two.
Right.
Rashi says, oh, those are of two levels, and that's of one up.
But
maybe you take the Gemara Kipshuto, the Chachamim thing.
But come on, how weird is it that the Gemara says, I'm chai of for tolish and the farik, and really they're both the same thing.
I mean, what if you have multiple chatalos for multiple koavos? Right? Rebbe has put this on the page. It's against it may be against Mivorah Gemara, but that's been put on the page and Rishonim have it.
Right. It's possible.
Or Notayan's array, Mihai, what if it's two co-op? What if one of them is a co-op and
but again,
one's a
but
told
that
of
wouldn't work within Kotzer, I think.
No, one's a co-op of Kotzer and one's a told of actual Kotzer. And therefore I can be high for each of two co-op.
I don't know. I think this is now we're bringing all of this up because Lamaisa, the cheshbon of Rav Uziel, that it's the Rabbanon, right? I had, I think, 9 shitas in Rishonim. They're all assuming it's still Raisa, with the exception of that Rashba B'Shem Rav Haigon. It's, right, the whole tshuva is mamish, very, very difficult. The whole tshuva is mamish, very difficult. By the way, in terms of Rashi's kasha on his pshat of kotzer, that it is mifkad pakid, the answer might be that it's not mifkad pakid. The ikr cholov might be mifkad pakid, but when you milk a cow, you're also taking milk from inside the gidim. That's the lashon that some of the sperm have. Apparently there's again, I don't understand any of this, but that's basically what we have. Okay, gentlemen, we should go and say the afternoon service and have a great day. Yeah, maybe?
Can you put a mask on a cow and violate Losatsum Shabbatisho for social distancing purposes?
If I sneeze on Shabbat, am I over on Tariq?
If you want?
If I sneeze on Shabbat,